blessings promised to those who abide in Christ. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Jesus does not present to his followers the hope of attaining earthly glory and riches and of having a life free from trial, but he presents to them the privilege of walking with their master in paths of self-denial and reproach because the world knows them not. He who came to redeem the lost world was opposed by the united forces of the adversaries of God and man. In an unpitying confederacy, evil men and evil angels arrayed themselves against the Prince of Peace. Though his every word and act breathed of divine compassion, his unlikeness to the world provoked the bitterest hostility. Because he would give no license for the exercise of the evil passions of our nature, he aroused the fiercest opposition and enmity. So it is with all who will live godly in Christ Jesus. Between righteousness and sin, love and hatred, truth and falsehood, there is an irrepressible conflict. When one presents the love of Christ and the beauty of holiness, he is drawing away the subjects of Satan's kingdom, and the prince of evil is aroused to resist it. Persecution and reproach await all who are imbued with the Spirit of Christ. The character of the persecution changes with the times, but the principle, the spirit that underlies it, is the same that has slain the chosen of the Lord ever since the days of Abel. As men seek to come into harmony with God, they will find that the offense of the cross has not ceased. Principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places are arrayed against all who yield evidence to the law of heaven. Therefore, so far from causing grief, persecution should bring joy to the disciples of Christ, for it is an evidence that they are following in the steps of their Master. Through trials and persecution, the glory, character of God is revealed in His chosen ones.